AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum have put their planned tariffs on hold for a month to give time for further negotiations. Mexico says it plans to deploy 10,000 members of its National Guard to address drug trafficking. President Trump admits Americans would be impacted by tariffs.
The president admitted the impact of the tariffs will be felt at home.
We may have short-term some a little pain, and people understand that, but long-term, the United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world.
He's also claiming Canada would cease to exist without its trade surplus with the U.S.
We have deficits with everybody. We help everybody. We've been helping everybody for years. And to be honest, I don't think they appreciate it. So we're going to change that. We're going to change it fast.
China has reiterated its threat to take what it calls necessary countermeasures to defend its legitimate rights and interest. By following through on a campaign pledge, the president may have simultaneously broken his promise to voters in the election that his administration would quickly reduce inflation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Staffers of the U.S. Agency for International Development have been instructed to stay out of their Washington headquarters. This comes after billionaire Elon Musk announced President Trump agreed with him to shut USAID. This woman was among 30 people who gathered outside the Office of Personnel Management to protest what's happening.
I want the media here to start covering this like what it is, a coup that is happening under our watch. Again, Trump is a puppet of a foreign national whose name is Musk, who has taken over our data, who has taken over our buildings, has locked federal workers out of buildings, and is breaking the law every day.
Yellow police tape and officers are blocking the lobby. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on an increase in aid reaching Gaza.
2 weeks after the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas took effect, aid is flooding into the Gaza Strip. Aid trucks roll into Gaza through the Rafah crossing from Egypt. The supplies offer relief to a territory suffering from hunger, mass displacement, and devastation following 15 months of Israel's offensive in Gaza. But Palestinians and aid workers say it's still an uphill battle to ensure the assistance reaches everyone. Humanitarian groups say aid distribution is complicated by destroyed or damaged roads, Israeli inspections, and the threat of unexploded bombs. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Pacific Coast Highway is back open in Malibu, California, nearly a month after the deadly Palisades fire ripped through Hillside, Los Angeles neighborhoods. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.